and I've got to be sure that the microphone's close enough to you because I've got a loud voice and I don't want to drown you out. May I have your name, please?
Full name or when I'm sore?
Full name, fine.
Charles Dexter.
All right. And you do spell it? And may I have your address?
Avenue.
All right. And where were you born?
Columbus, Georgia.
All right. I'll put the address down, too.
The gun barrel house.
What do you mean by the gun barrel house?
One room deep. All the way back, long and narrow.
Mm-hmm. Now, the term that I've usually heard for that is shotgun. Have you ever heard that?
Well, same thing. Yeah.
Do you hear that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me test the sound on this. Okay, having determined that it's working at the moment. And what county is this?
Muskogee.
All right.
Indian.
Mm-hmm. What Indian tribe is that?
Muskogee. It's a Muskogee.
Oh, it's a tribe.
Muskogee tongue, Creek right. Indians.
Mm-hmm.
They call the language Muskogee.
Mm-hmm.
Creeks were a combination of Utes and Hitchetes, several. But they spoke the Muskogee language, except the Utes. Utes spoke an individual language, but they were part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
But they spoke a separate language, and they had them in the First World War in the Signal Corps, because nobody could translate the language.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So there's still people that speak it?
Yes, over beyond it, and Oklahoma. They're over there now. I know lots of them. They've been back and forth here because we've had Indian festivals and so forth down at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Chief. He died about 10 years ago. He was an intimate friend of mine. He was a chief. And his father was a chief who left here.
Oh, uh-huh.
But Chief Brown was about 93.
Mm-hmm.
Just smart as he could be. Extremely intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Had two daughters, no sons. But they are, the Utes are still over there.
Mm.
And they picked up the Indian names over here and moved them over there. You can almost find duplicate names over there from
what was there. What does it mean? Does it have a meaning, the
Muskogee?
Word Muskogee?
I'd have to look it up. I have an ethnology book in there with the meanings of Indian words, but I don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm. I know Georgia has so many Indian names.
They stuck to them, I like
mm-hmm.
it. Chattahoochee, I know what that's flowering rock they say. That's controversial also.
Oh, uh-huh.
Some say it is, some say it isn't.
Well, I guess you have to ask the Indians,
yeah.
And they know.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
81.
Okay. And what is your occupation?
Well, I don't have any earning occupation. I have a place of business, Jedden Equipment Company, which is wood burning stoves and building equipment. We used to be in the appliance business, contracting, air conditioning and so forth, but I don't have anything to do with it actively.
Mm-hmm. But is that what you did most of your life?
Well, I graduated in textile engineering, and I stayed in that for 8 years. But then I was a merchant from then on, opened up my own place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And been in that ever since. Still got the store, but I'm not too active in it.
Mm-hmm. But the store is still going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sell it to one of the employees tomorrow.
Oh.
Let him pay for it out of the profit.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been there 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your religion?
Baptist.
All right. And could you tell me now about what schools you have been to, beginning at the beginning?
You mean grammar schools? Well,
yes, sir.
10th Street. Got a picture of it here.
Oh.
Columbus High School. Columbus Industrial High School, the two high schools here.
Okay.
I like the mechanical end of it and